Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to apologize. I have been up since 1:30 in the morning because of Mother's Day weekend. And it was diarrhea. Trust me, I wasn't partying at all. But, oh my gosh, I think I could do without Mother's Day for a very, very, very long time. First, the weekend started off pretty good. Okay? It did. It started off pretty good. Where Saturday I did a local show, and we had UNLV legend Freddie Banks. Final Four got, I guess, is the highest record of three-pointers in, I guess, 10 in one game that he had done back in 1987 against the Indiana Hoosiers for the Final Four game. So got to have him. Did a really good local show. That went good. Then we had to have my kids' lacrosse team party at the house, which was fun. You had a bunch of kids kind of, you know, throwing footballs at my glass windows. You had people jumping over the walls. It's amazing how athletic 13, 14-year-olds could be. You know, all being smart alecky, you know, throwing each other in the pool. So, of course, I was having a heart attack thinking somebody was going to hit their head, you know, and I was going to have to, you know, perform some sort of emergency intervention. But thank God that went fine. Then my other kid was at a championship lacrosse game, so we had to go all the way across town just to see them get their butts kicked. But you know what? They made number two. Good for them. Then I had a Leukemia and Lymphoma Society gala to honor those who were raising money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and we had a groundbreaking, record-breaking $180,000 that the city of Las Vegas raised for the cause. Chris McFarland had won Man of the Year. Dina Hindenburger, if I'm pronouncing her name right, one woman of the year. Great, great cause. And, you know, we met some of the kids who were using the money for their medical care. So that went awesome. Okay, so then, you know, we come home. Great. And what's the next day? Mother's Day. Well, one of my kids was at a sleepover, so he calls up at like 8:55 saying, I need to be picked up at 9 a.m. So there goes that for sleeping in. Then here's my mom. When are you picking me up? It's like, oh, that's right. I got to spend the day with my mom. It's Mother's Day. So we go and get her. But very interestingly enough, there was a story that broke where a couple of the pools had to be closed in my town because of staff. So News 3 wanted to do an interview. So I got everybody dressed. I took them to News 3. We did the interview. And I told Mom, we're celebrating your you know, Mother's Day at News 3. Then we finally make it to the movie. Remember, I wanted to see Avengers. And I was like, you know what, 2 hours of Thor? Awesome. So we get in there, and I'm yelling at my mom to hurry because she's taking too long. I don't know. She had bilateral knee surgery, you know, and I'm like, let me just get a wheelchair so I could race you because, you know, it's the theater. The previews are getting shorter and shorter, so we were already 15 minutes late to the movie. And no, I don't want to walk in there with a wheelchair. I could walk. She's walking so slow. I'm like, Mom, hurry. She's like, so slow. You know, and she doesn't mean to be. It's just she had, you know, bilateral knee surgery just about 8 days ago. But I was in a hurry because, you know, you never want to miss the beginning of an Avenger movie. So finally we get her sat down. I go and pee. We're ready to sit down and watch the movie. And we're in the opening scene. And all of a sudden my mom's like, I don't have the 3D glasses. I'm like, geez, you don't have the 3D glasses. What the hell? And so I started yelling at the kids because they didn't give her the 3D glasses. She had them the whole time. So now I'm like furious. I'm yelling at my mom in the movie theater. This was Mother's Day. Okay, I'm supposed to be like, you know, showering my mom with love. And here I am yelling at her because she's driving me crazy. So we finally get to the movie, and luckily, luck of the draw, there was a scene where Thor was shirtless. So that just made, it's very quick. I mean, you gotta be ready for it. By the way, I have a Facebook page up on when in the movie to go to the bathroom. And I need to rethink and warn you guys not to go to the bathroom because it's a very, very small, very, very small shirtless scene. There's a couple lovey-dovey scenes that I could have really done without an Avengers, so those are the ones I'll say and I'll post where you guys could go to the bathroom. Problem is, I haven't been watching a lot of movies. So then I don't know what I ate, but I decided to drop off my mom and go, you know what, well, I'll see you next year. And, again, I love my mom, but it was enough. And then I start getting the cramps. Like, you know what, maybe I better go to bed. And then 1 in the morning, dun, 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 and I've been in the bathroom all night. And so I think I could do without. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's nervous stomach. I don't know if it's because I ate something at the party that had bad mayo. I don't know. But I think I am going to, just to be on the safe side, avoid Mother's Day in the future and avoid my mom. I mean, it can't hurt. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got some breaking news here out of KFI 640 AM. They say a plane has belly landed after landing gear collapses at LAX. Thank God we're hearing nobody on board has been hurt. I'll give you more information on that as we get it. Oh, we got a lot to talk about today. A lot of havoc that has been reaped from the tornadoes that have hit the Midwest. We're also going to talk about a quote-unquote bad batch of vaccines that we are hearing allegedly killed two and sickened others. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about people that have super senses, kind of like Spidey senses or Superman senses. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how Governor Cuomo in New York is planning on an emergency measure to protect workers at nail salons. I bet it's because of my big, huge feet. I don't know if you guys have seen my feet. I have size 10 feet, size 10 wide. And Lord have mercy. It's probably because these women get carpal tunnel and bad necks and back working on that. So we're going to be right back in a few minutes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen. All right, don't be sending mean letters. They're going to keep my show on for a while. All right, You know what? Listen, okay? You know, every now and then I do a real good show. And so, what I would do is, you know, ride it out a little bit, you know, give it maybe a couple more months. All right. But please, you know, my network does not need letters like, please, Dr. Dahlia's show stinks. Get her off the air. No, they don't need that. They want nice things. Like, you know, Dr. Dahlia's show. Here's the thing. This is what you want to write a letter to my network. I'll tell you what type of letter to write. Tell me that. Dear GCN, I understand you have multiple shows and you would like to improve your listenership. So I have some pointers or some constructive criticism on some of your shows. All right? For example, hypothetically, the Dr. Dahlia show. Maybe her show would be a little better if the volume was turned down all the way. Something like that. All right. You see, guys, you see. All right. Oh, by the way, tomorrow we are going to have Fox News' Brett Baier on with us. All right. Yeah, see, I get some real cool guests. He's sexy, too. So he's going to be on the show first hour at the bottom of the hour. So I'll try to do my job to make the show a little better for you guys, as long as you guys quit writing letters to my bosses. Can you do that? Just no letters? All right. There's a report that comes out saying having sex, more sex, may not make you happier. You know what? It could only help as far as I'm concerned. But apparently there was a study at a Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, and it looked at 128 married heterosexual couples aged 35 to 65. All were randomly assigned to either double the amount of sex they had each week or to have their usual amount of sex. Oh, Lord have mercy. Researchers then tracked the couple's happiness over 3 months using online questionnaires. According to the researchers, people who had more sex were not any happier than those who had their usual amount of sex. I tell you why I think that's true, but let's finish this study because I know this is kind of groundbreaking. All right, so sorry about that. I have to plug in my phone. I'm getting a low battery already. All right, let me see. So they say, delving deeper, the team found that one reason why simply having more sex did not make couples happier was because it seemed to be tied to a drop in their desire for or enjoyment of sex. That's true. If you're like, look, we got to have sex because it's Mother's Day, it doesn't really make Mother's Day any better, okay, because you're kind of forcing it to happen. So, all right, what does that mean for you and I? I really don't know, all right? We do know that couples tend to have too little sex. I think what we've seen is sex in married couples or long-term relationships start to go down for a variety of reasons. I told you guys my Darwinian theory. The older you are, the less advantageous it is for you to get pregnant. And so you end up having less of a sex drive as a female. And men are constantly bombarded with all these sexy women, right, on in the movies, that their wife just doesn't seem to be that appealing to them after 3 days of marriage. And so it starts to become okay to go to bed and not have sex that night. A lot of times we just want to sleep. I mean, for me, last night, I just wanted to sit on the toilet, right, because I had diarrhea. Sex was the last thing on my mind. And I bet my husband wasn't really that turned on by me sitting on the toilet either. And so I think we're living in a society where we think we're supposed to have sex every night. We're supposed to have sex multiple times a month. And we really don't have an answer. Right now, the going theory is having sex twice a week. Okay? Twice a week in a married couple. And the reason why we come up with that is we did a whole bunch of averages, a bunch of standard deviations from people married, just married, to people who've been married for a long period of time. And they kind of come up with an average of, it shows people newly married, they have sex like 8 times a day. So that's probably why it really skews it to twice a week. But also there's a refractory period. Okay? Men have a problem having sex every day. It's very difficult. I had one patient, I told you guys about this, he was asking for Viagra. And he was asking for Viagra because he would have sex with his wife every morning and his girlfriend every night. All right? And I'm like, 14 times? 14 times a week? No wonder you need Viagra. I mean, let it rest. Okay? You're like, you know, completely, it's going to fall off. I mean, I understand you don't use it, you lose it. But you use it too much, I mean, there's no spare parts. So I told him to avoid the sex with the girlfriend and just have a monogamous, faithful relationship with his wife. He looked at me like, huh? I'm like, all right, here's a Viagra. Never saw him again. And I was really, really, I gave him a good talking to. I was like, what? You're cheating on your wife? What bad boy? But I also taught him about refractory periods, and I think that scared him because the pictures are really scary looking. And in your orgasm cycle, it takes a while for you to be able to have sex again. So we find that every 2-3 days really works good for the average guy. And that's where we came up with a couple times a week. Right? Does the average couple have sex a couple times a week? According to studies, yes. According to real life, when I talk to my patients, no. No, more like a couple times a fiscal quarter. So, you know, where I though have to step in, and trust me, I butt in a lot, but where I step in is, are they having issues with the marriage that need to be looked at? Is there too much pressure on the sex? Because, you know, if you start to force yourself to have sex when you don't want to have sex, it's not fun, and that could actually hurt your sex life more than not having sex to begin with. You know, doing it just because you have to be like the other couples. Also, how are you guys turning each other on? You know, are there certain things that need to be done that aren't being done, right, during foreplay? Huh? Foreplay? What's that? Well, it's kind of important, guys. So that's important. And ladies, you know, you got to dress for the occasion sometimes. Moo-moos and shaved legs don't work. Trust me, I learned that one very early on in my marriage. So, even before we got married. Really, a moo-moo? You're only 23. So, it's comfortable and I don't get a yeast infection. I lost a lot of boyfriends. Where am I with this? Okay, yeah, so sex therapists are great. Sex therapists are awesome. You know, we were talking to Well Health. Dr. Gutierrez and marketing manager Megan Bailey on some of the things they do for sexual dysfunction. And there's, I guess, a treatment called the Mona Lisa, which helps stimulate collagen regrowth in the vaginal wall for women that have vaginal atrophy. A lot of times when you get older, the vaginal wall starts to thin. Everything else gets fat when you get older except the vaginal wall. Lucky us. Man, I'll transplant half my butt into that area if I have to. But anyway, so there's things out there that can help people. So we need to figure out why you're not having sex. Are you not having sex because you don't like each other? You don't love each other? Because you can't perform? Because you don't find it fun anymore? Why? What's going on? And we need to figure that out. Then you have a lot of couples that do really, really well roommate style. I have an email from somebody who says he and his wife have become roommates. I want to talk about that. I don't think that's the healthiest thing because I think people need love. I think people need intimacy. But we do see a lot of roommate situations in couples where one is gay or both are gay. And they want to be with people of other sexes. And again, it's just non-communication, not being open with yourself, honest with yourself, honest with your partner. And, it can definitely hurt the relationship. So if you're having trouble having sex, write me at drdahlia.com or definitely talk to your medical provider. But don't just have sex just for poops and giggles. Okay. Even though pooping while having sex does make you giggle. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, there is a drug-resistant superbug strain of typhoid. Now, this is some scary stuff, and it is a bacteria that is already scaring a lot of scientists as well as people who live in those areas. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about two people dying from a possible bad batch of vaccines. We'll talk about that as well. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is some pretty scary stuff. All right, in Mexico, two babies have died and 29 were sickened in a poor area of southern Mexico after receiving routine vaccinations for tuberculosis, rotavirus, and hepatitis B. According to the Associated Press, Mexico has thus suspended vaccinations for babies. As a result, an opened an investigation into the matter, being reported by the IBTimes.com. Now, the babies who died lived in the impoverished municipality of Simojova in Chiapas, which is the southernmost state in Mexico. They became sick Friday, were taken to the hospital. 31 children had apparent adverse reactions. 6 were in grave condition, 23 in stable condition. According to the Mexican Institute for Social Security, being reported by the LA Times. Now, the government decided to halt vaccines against tuberculosis, rotavirus, and hepatitis B nationwide Saturday as a precaution, but the Mexican Institute for Social Security said the cause of the baby's illness, I'm sorry, I'm having issues here, was unknown. They don't know why these kids all became sick hours after being vaccinated. Now, in Mexico, they vaccinate against tuberculosis. We don't vaccinate against tuberculosis here, but a lot of countries where tuberculosis is more rampant, they do. So rotavirus, tuberculosis, hepatitis C are recommended for infants up through the age of 6 months, according to the CDC. The government promised the infants' parents a transparent investigation, and they did not make public the ages of the children who were affected by the vaccinations. Now, something like this can really hurt the vaccine cause. And we have a lot of parents that, were avoiding vaccines because they were worried about autism. And that myth has, and that theory has been debunked multiple times in science. But while we haven't been able to convince parents, a lot of them out there, and again, I'm pro-vaccine, and I'm very grateful for all you parents that vaccinate your kids, but what we haven't been able to convince parents that don't vaccinate is that they will take their healthy child in and be able to leave with the healthy child out. And something like this that happens, that again, we still don't know 100% of it, you know, was vaccine caused, but if something like this was vaccine caused, killing 2, having 6 in grave condition, multiple others sick, is going to scare a lot of parents into not walking in with their healthy baby. And so this is going to be, as I've said before, an ongoing fight and battle between doctors, parents, local governments, federal, because we don't know what we're allowed to constitutional-wise in terms of vaccinating. Does public health preside over individual health? Do the rights of the public, being healthy and devoid of measles outbreaks, etc., rule over an individual right of a mom or dad deciding not to inject their child? And mark my words, the Supreme Court's going to get involved on this one. Unfortunately, we have this case that happened in Mexico, rare. Remember, there was a case where a couple people died from the flu shot in Israel years ago. These things happen. They do, and it's really, really rare. 0.00001% of the time, if even that. I don't have the exact percentage of incidents, but we're talking it's rare, rare, rare. But convince a mom, right, who's already worried about anything being injected into their kid after seeing a story like this, it's going to be all the harder. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But we need vaccines, and we need people vaccinated because we have things like this, okay? We have an antibiotic-resistant superbug strain of typhoid fever that has now spread globally, and this has been driven by a single family of bacteria called H5-8. This is according to findings of a large international study. Now, the research involves some 74 scientists, being reported by Reuters, in almost 2 dozen countries, and this is one of the most comprehensive sets of genetic data on a single human infectious agent. And scientists are saying this is an ever-increasing public health threat. Now, where do you get typhoid? We get typhoid by drinking or eating contaminated food, water, etc. And you get nausea, fever, abdominal pain, pink spots on the chest caused by salmonella. But salmonella typhoid is very, very serious. And if untreated, the disease can lead to complications in the GI tract, in the head, may even be fatal in 20% of cases. Now, there are vaccines, all right? But these vaccines are not widely used in poor countries. And usually antibiotics will handle the regular strains, but what about these superbugs? And we have an H58 superbug version that is resistant to multiple types of antibiotics, which is now becoming dormant. So, according to researchers in a statement about their findings, they say this H58 is displacing other typhoid strains, completely transforming the genetic architecture of the disease and creating a previously underappreciated and ongoing epidemic. Can I just say kudos to them for jumping on this as quickly as they are? Because what happened with Ebola was an absolute cluster. So if they think we're going to be seeing superbug typhoid, can we please jump on it now before we start having thousands upon thousands of people dying? But listen to this. Typhoid already affects 30 million people a year. So Salmonella typhi is the bacteria that causes this. 1,800 samples were looked at, collected from 63 countries between 1992 and 2013. They found 47% was of this nasty strain. They think it emerged in South Asia 25 to 30 years ago, spread to Southeast Asia, Western Asia, East and South Africa, and then Fiji. They also found evidence of a recent and unreported wave of this transmission in multiple countries in Africa, which is why they think they have the ongoing epidemic. Now, Catherine Holt, who's a scientist in Australia, the University of Melbourne, has been working on it, and she has seen that this bacteria is picking up new and new resistance. It's been coming and going since the 1970s, but now we're starting to see very, very stable genomes. So bacteria mutate. We talk about viruses mutating and bacteria mutating and the genetic makeup changing where something could be resistant to something else. You try to kill a bunch of bacteria, and then the bacteria with that antibiotic doesn't die. It wakes up from the blowover, and it's like, well, huh, that was nothing. And the bacteria that was strong enough to survive that first bacteria may then have progeny that are just as strong. So then we start having super bugs, and it could be pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Some of us think we have super senses. And apparently, it's true. Some of us do have super senses. And what kind of senses could they be? Could they be like Superman senses where you could see through clothes? No. But you have some people who are super recognizers, where they can remember a face or a memory. And, I mean, just pull it up in their brain. They say 1% to 2% of the population have this. And I guess they've looked at this, and I guess the fusiform face area, which is responsible in the brain for this, seems to, and these types of people, have more activity when shown pictures of faces. And they say that that certain police forces will have certain super recognizers in their midst. One of my family members was hired by the police force in Romania because he had a super sense in terms of being able to figure out crimes and knowing where things were. You also have people with turbocharged taste buds where they could figure out, have an amazing palate. You have some people with rainbow vision. We'll talk about some of the super senses. Pretty cool stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dalli.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what kind of super senses, superhuman senses are out there? I got to tell you one of mine. One of my super senses, and I don't have a lot. I'm not very talented. I'm not very smart. I'm not very pretty. I'm not a lot of things. But the one thing I'm able to do, which is really weird, I've been able to do this as a kid, is you can ask me the time, and without even looking at a clock, I will know it to the minute. All right. Now, of course, caveat is I had to have looked at a clock within the last hour, and if I haven't, then I roughly know where we're at time-wise to the quarter. But if I look at the clock and it's like, I don't know, 10:02 or something like that, And then about, I don't know, 28 minutes later, you ask me what the time is. I'm going to be like, it's just about 10:30. And I'm right. It's weird. I don't understand how I have an internal clock, especially since my biological clock is just, I mean, ticking like a time bomb. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But here's some interesting senses. According to MNN.com, there's something called synesthesia. This is where you could hear or taste colors, or I guess it's you can perceive things that you wouldn't think you could perceive. Apparently, 1 in 200 people, mainly women, have this. They could perceive numbers, letters, or words in color. So the letter A may be green to you. Some may hear the Star Spangled Banner whenever they taste chocolate or smell lavender whenever someone touches their hand. And there's these multi-sensual combinations that they have. I don't know if it makes them superhuman, but it's definitely pretty pretty weird. I'll pass on that one. There's hyperthymesia, okay? They remember in remarkable detail everything that happened to them and sometimes what happened to the rest of the world. Apparently there was this documentary back in 2010 called Unforgettable. Brad Williams was somebody with extraordinary autobiographical recall. And so he could remember things in his past. I mean, crazy stuff. Now, I like to suppress and repress a bunch of things like that. But, you know, it makes you kind of wonder when these kids can, you know, do a spelling bee. I am blown away. They study the dictionary for a spelling bee. And then all of a sudden, they spell the word perfectly. And it's because they saw it once. You're like, what? All right, echolocation. Dolphins do this, where you could see nearby objects by creating sounds. There was a man named Dan Kish who lost both his eyes in infancy to a retinoblastoma, which is a very aggressive form of eye cancer, but he was skilled at echolocation that he could bike through crowded city streets and go down steep mountain trails. Blows my mind, but that is exactly what dolphins do. Savant syndrome, like the idiot savant that we talked about years ago. We use that term displayed as Rain Man. Dustin Hoffman played it, where he was so severely limited by autism that he had difficulty in social situations, yet he had the ability to memorize names in phone book, count cards, etc. And they usually have brilliance in a certain area. And it's called now savant syndrome. They took out the first word and they now call it savant syndrome. And they could be exceptionally gifted musically, etc. And we're starting to see this with autism. Kids with autism, where they have a very, very special, multiple special gifts that blow our basic human abilities away. And we need to study that enable them to progress and shine while aiding them in other factors that they have difficulty with. Super tasters. 25% of people have more taste buds on their tongue, allowing them to savor flavors up to 3 times more intensely. Now, these super tasters apparently have less heart disease and are thinner because a lot of times they don't like sugary foods. They don't have to because they really, really dig the taste of Brussels sprouts. They could have the Brussels sprouts. Some people see auras, okay? Most scientists deny the existence of visible human energy field, all right? But you have some people say they could see it. Japanese scientists have shown that the human body actually does emit small amounts of visible light. And so we actually glow throughout the day and night. Some individuals can actually see this. They see, the aura. Then magnetoreception. We carry a protein called cryptochrome in our retinas that detects the Earth's magnetic fields. This is really weird. I've never seen this. All right. And I guess it helps creatures like birds innately sense magnetic fields. And maybe that's why animals act differently with storms, etc., because they could sense that magnetoreception. So these are some of the skills and super senses people have. You know, I also have the innate ability to put people to sleep by talking. I mean, I could just talk, and people fall asleep. It's really, really nice. Gifted. I know, nobody pays me for it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, so social media appears to be the new way to get pregnant. Apparently, people looking for an egg donor or surrogate now go to social media. Lisa, a mom in Illinois, she and her husband could not had difficulty conceiving. She was diagnosed with poor ovarian reserve and poor egg quality. So she underwent a cycle of intrauterine insemination. All right. But I guess she went to Google and then she clicked over to YouTube and she found an entire community of women just like her talking about fertility issues. So she was looking for information about an acupuncture mat and she came across a product review by Kelly, who I guess was in the same community trying to conceive. And then they became Facebook buddies. They became closer. And then I guess they decided to use her as, I guess, the one who would have the baby for because she could offer the eggs. Now, you know, we've become very, very chummy with people on Facebook. Chummy to the point that we have found kidney donors. We have found surrogate moms to carry your baby. I've even found people who will hang out with my mom next Mother's Day because I was complaining about it the whole time. I would still say be careful, all right, because predators love Facebook. I mean, you have more of an opportunity running into a predator on Facebook than you do anywhere else. And boy, have I run across some creepy people. But it's amazing how that's where we're meeting people. We're finding our future husbands, our future wives, our future employers, our future coworkers. This is where we're finding people. I guess, you know, one of your Facebook buddies that's been poking you and a friend requesting you and Candy Crush Saga life-giving you may actually be somebody carrying your next child. Pretty damn cool. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. When we come back, we're going to talk about a teenager that had an entire tooth embedded in his hand after punching his brother in the face. This is pretty interesting. We also have a study looking at dating sites and how people are perceiving these Photoshopped pictures. And then what's going on with nail salons and how to protect yourself. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away. Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what kind of super senses, superhuman senses are out there? I got to say one of my...
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.